This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one may be dealing with, if you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about our Truth treatments, our Truth skin health products, ingredients, formulations, 844-236-6010 is our number. We love hearing from you on The Bright Side. Please check out our website, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth skin health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Also have a shopping page now, truthnourishment.com. I'm looking for products. If you know somebody who's got products they want to put up on our website, we definitely want to hear from you. Send an email to ben@ksco.com, and we'll get your product up. If it's a good product, I'm kind of curating for a really high-quality product so that, you know, when you go to my website, you'll see not only products you can't find anywhere else, but high-quality products. So if you have something like that, or if you're interested in checking out our products, go to truthnourishment.com. And if you have products, go to send an email to ben@ksco.com. All right. We have been talking about the concept of medicalization and the concept of having beliefs and memes versus mechanisms and how much we live our lives based on these things and how it just doesn't serve us. Our world is messed up because we are living in a mindset, we're living in a model, we're being told that our world is shaped by conditioning, by commercials and marketing and public relations and what Edward Bernays called propaganda. Edward Bernays wrote a book called Propaganda back in the 1920s. And back then, propaganda wasn't a bad word. The book Propaganda, it's about maybe 120 pages. It's a very thin little book. Edward Bernays is known as the father of public relations. And in the book Propaganda, he talked about how to manipulate large groups of people, how to get large groups of people to do your bidding, basically. And the book was, he didn't write it as an evil book. He wrote it to talk about how you make society better. That was his intent. But the point is, the technologies that he discussed, the mental technologies that he discussed, got hijacked, got usurped by institutions, by corporations, by businesses. And our world is messed up in many ways because we're locked into a way of thinking because these institutions don't want to change. They don't want to give up their power. Our understanding of the world has advanced into this high-tech paradigm that has us manipulating reality at the atomic level, but we're still playing by 15th and 16th century rules in politics and law and religion. We're living in the past. And the end result is a lot of dysfunction, needless suffering, and it's being perpetuated. The models haven't changed because the power structure doesn't want to lose its power. It's the institution versus the individual. We've got to start looking at things differently. We got to look at how we take care of our body differently. If you go to the doctor when you're sick, you're stuck in an old way of thinking. The new way of thinking is to take charge of your health, yourself. Now, obviously, if you need to be stitched up, that's different. And, you know, if you need surgery, you can't do surgery on yourself. And praise God for surgeries. You know, there's obviously there's a need for medical professionals. But for the vast majority of our health challenges, the inflammation, the pain, the autoimmunity, they tell you they can't do anything, but they still want you coming back. Medicine versus nutrition is the classic example of the institution versus the individual. Nutrition, you don't need anybody for. Medicine, you do. So medicine has entrenched itself for the last 500 years. And by the way, when medicine first came about after the Dark Ages, after the late Middle Ages in like the 1500s, the Enlightenment, they call it, when science really kicked in, medicine was quite an advance. It was a major advance. This was scientific-based healing and manipulation of the body rather than just superstition, where they use bleeding techniques, for example. In the last 400 or 500 years, it's become much more of a science. That's a great thing. But the problem with medicine is it focuses on individual parts of the body. It focuses on individual organs. It focuses on individual systems. It doesn't see the body as a whole system. It doesn't even focus on systems inside the body. It basically focuses on tissues and organs. And this allows it to think that it's okay to drug things and knock things, poison things, and take out tissues and organs. But these days, we know that the body is a system. This whole idea of systems seems like everybody would have known about it. It doesn't seem that complicated, but we really didn't understand systems until like 100 years ago. Not even 100 years ago. Systems theory, how systems work and how systems grow and how systems evolve, didn't get going until like the 1950s, basically. And we're still living in a world of reductionism, of isolation, that is based in the 15th century. And that allows us to drug the body in the most high-tech ways, by the way. Humira and Stelara and the UMAB drugs, if you've ever seen these UMABs, these are the highest of the high-tech of drugs. They're actually antibodies that shoot down proteins in the body. In a laboratory, we can use the body's technology, which is antibodies, against itself to shoot down the molecules of inflammation. That's how Humira works. The molecules of inflammation are literally targeted by antibodies, biological antibodies. That's why they call them biologic medicine. So we've really gotten high tech with this. Even though we're reductionists, we've gotten super high tech with this. There's this phenomena, however, that nobody talks about in medicine called emergence. That's where you get a big thing out of a small thing. A beehive is a big thing made up of a bunch of little bees. And the thing about emergence is the big thing doesn't know anything about the small thing, and the small thing doesn't know anything about the big thing that it makes up. That's called emergence. A beehive and an anthill are a classic example. And the cells of our body, by the way, are another example. The individual cells don't know about us, but and also we are a completely different phenomena. The emergent phenomena is completely different. The ocean is another example. Drops of water in the ocean. Point is that there's a big thing that's coming out of all these little parts, and you can't just yank out parts, and you can't just poison parts. And by the way, that's why nutrition works and drugs don't. Nutrition works because nutrition works with the body. Nutrition doesn't disrupt the system. Drugs do. This is why when they test it, every once in a while, not even every once in a while, almost every month probably, there's a study that talks about how nutrition doesn't work because it doesn't work like a drug. It's not disrupting the system. And they're measuring the disruption. So when they tell you vitamin D doesn't work for heart disease, they're trying to measure it as if vitamin D were disruptive. It's not. It's nutritive. That's a completely different animal. Nutrition is you can't measure nutritional value by drug criteria. The drug companies and the medical model tries to use their own criteria to measure the importance of vitamin C and vitamin D, and it doesn't work. That's not how nutrition works. Nutrition doesn't disturb the system. It feeds the system. That's why nutrition is the most powerful form of medicine. It's what medicine dreams it could be. It's what medicine dreams it could achieve. The pharmaceutical companies would love to have a drug that doesn't disrupt the system, that just feeds the system, but it can't happen. Because You can't make something up. The cells have had 3.5 billion years to choose what they want. You can't just throw something at it from that's made in a laboratory somewhere. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we got lines open. 844-236-6010. 866-735-2470 is the phone number for the Bright Side Ben phone team. You can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. All right, we are talking truthnourishment.com. Check out truthnourishment.com for all our truth cheap nourishment products, shakes, powders, meal replacements, and herbal tinctures and more. Truthnourishment.com, truthnourishment.com. All right, so let's see here. We're talking medicalization. We're talking about the idea of reductionism, the body as parts, why it doesn't work. Medicalization basically looks at the body as flawed. That's the whole issue. We see the body as flawed. From a nutrition perspective and an alternative medicine perspective, we don't see the body as flawed. We see the body as amazing, especially when it comes to regeneration and healing. The medical model says there's nothing you can do about disease. The alternative model, which is ironic that I didn't say it's an alternative, we consider the viewpoint that the body is an amazing healing and regenerating system to be an alternative viewpoint, because the normal viewpoint is that it's not. The normal viewpoint is that the body is just doomed to break down. It's just doomed to be unhealthy. It thinks of health as a negative. It thinks of health as the absence of disease. It doesn't see the body as health as an ability to leverage everything that the body brings to the table in terms of healing and growth and regeneration and ability to adapt to the environment, ability to respond to the environment. The body has a responsibility. It has a responsibility to us. It has an ability to respond. Health is based on our choices. Health is based on a lifestyle. And this is true about the inside of our bodies, by the way, as much as the outside. That's why I created my Truth Treatment skin health products. How we take care of our skin is representative of how we take care of our bodies. We take care of what we see rather than what is the cause of what we see. We take care of our high blood pressure rather than the cause of the high blood pressure. We take care of our cholesterol rather than the cause of the cholesterol. We take care of our acne rather than the cause of the acne. We take care of our psoriasis, our dry skin, our rosacea on the symptomatic level rather than the cause. Treating your high blood pressure with a calcium channel blocker or treating your high blood pressure with a beta blocker is like putting zit cream on a zit. Or it's like putting moisturizer on dry skin. Or taking care of the unpleasant end result of a cause, of a prior cause. The problems are, if you just take care of the result, the cause is still there. And you're never going to be able to stop treating the result. Because you're never addressing the cause. It's a foolproof way to sell a lot of moisturizer. It's a foolproof way to sell a lot of drugs. It's a foolproof way to keep a lot of medical professionals employed. Not just doctors, just the whole medical model employed. Because we're never taking care of the cause. We're always taking care of the result. It's misdirection. It's a con game. And maybe it didn't start off that way, and maybe it's not intentional, but the net result is we're getting screwed. People are getting screwed. My parents are getting screwed. People who fall for it are getting screwed. If you just take care of the result, you haven't taken care of the cause, and you haven't taken care of the cause, you're going to be on this endless, you're going to be endlessly interacting with the medical model. And guess what? If you don't take care of the cause, the results are going to get worse and worse. If you don't address the cause, eventually the results are going to get louder and louder. The zits are going to get bigger and bigger. The psoriasis will spread more further around your body. Your dry skin will be more significant. Everything will get worse if you don't take care of the cause. You're going to need more medicine. You're going to need more moisturizers. You're going to need more zit cream. You're going to need more whatever. Medication will not control your blood pressure after a while, or your blood sugar after a while, or nothing will prevent kidney stones or liver disease. Your skin will keep getting drier and drier and drier. You'll get more and more wrinkles. I like working with the skin because you can get results quickly and visibly. Acne can completely disappear in weeks, less than weeks. In days, you can begin the process. You can begin the process of clearing your skin. If you have psoriasis, if you have acne, if you have rosacea, if you have dryness, you can resolve the condition from the causal level to the result level within days with the skin. And especially if you start mixing in, if you start not only adding things but taking things out, you start eliminating foods. I've seen the most incredible things, rashes that have been that people have had, facial rashes that people have had for years, can begin to resolve as soon as you remove a food out of the diet. This is why we're so focused on the digestive system. Not only is the digestive system typically, for the most part, the nexus of chronic long-term illness and skin health conditions, but it's an ultimate cause. It's an ultimate cause of everything. Once you make corrections in and adjustments in the digestive system, once you make corrections in the digestive system, you, for the most part, you're going to see results quickly. And this is why fasting is so helpful. Just laying off a food from one day, can dramatically improve fibromyalgia symptoms that have been going on for years that there's no cure for. There's no even treatment for. There's no treatment for fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia is an awful, awful condition where you have pain from head to toe. Can you imagine this? Your entire body is one big lump of pain, and doctors can do nothing about it. Hello, it's clearly a blood problem. Anytime something is spread from head to toe, it's a blood problem. How do things get into the blood? Through food. So when you fast and you have fibromyalgia, you feel better. And by the way, there will be people out there who think that they need to keep eating because they have low blood sugar or they'll get tired. Stay in bed for a day. If you're really sick, take a day off and stay in bed. Make no mistake about it, the intestine or the gut, as we call it, the gut, whenever we say the gut, by the way, we're talking about the intestine, is the key to everything, even if it doesn't seem that way. And it represents our power as individuals over a medical model that just wants to see us as being inherently flawed. And by the way, if you have mental health problems, the digestive system, there's a major brain, brain-gut connection. And psychiatry is notoriously ineffective at treating bipolar disorder and treating mania and treating depression. And they can pharmacologically numb us out. That they can do. Autoimmune diseases are another one. The immune system lives in the digestive system. The immune system is a digestive structure. Most of the immune system. Clearly, you've got a connection. Fast and watch what happens. If you have ALS, myasthenia gravis, multiple sclerosis, fast. Watch what happens. Read the Walls Protocol. Terry Walls, this really shook up the medical world because she's a doctor and she's an MD and she had multiple sclerosis and her drugs weren't helping her. So you know what she did? She fasted and she got better. We had her on the program a couple years ago. Her book is The Walls Protocol, and everybody with an autoimmune disease needs to read The Walls Protocol. W-A-H-L-S. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After months of delays, setbacks, and gains, the U.S. Senate is finally expected to give final passage today for the extension of funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. After all the delays that have happened, the Uniform Firefighters Association President Gerard Fitzgerald says he's still on edge about that vote that's coming later today.
We're very hopeful that it It will go through. It should go through. It's the right thing to do.
Fitzgerald spoke on NBC News. The Trump administration taking steps to make fast-track deportations of illegal immigrants who've been in the country less than 2 years possible. The DHS is expected to issue a notice today saying it's expanding the expedited removal, which means immigrants could be moved quickly without having to see an immigration judge. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digested enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Got lines open. 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010 is our number. Check out our website, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products. And also click on the Join the Team link if you'd like to start a longevity business. You can also call 866-735-2470. And also want to remind you to check out truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products and truthnourishment.com. For various and sundry nutritional supplement products and a few other surprises at truthnourishment.com. Thank you to Robert Lundgren for setting that up for me. All right, we'll get your calls in a moment. 844-236-6010. If you're on hold, hang tight. This is from the journal Cell Reports. Antibiotics may make you more susceptible to the flu. Antibiotics can make the flu even deadly, according to this article in Cell Reports. Why? Well, what do antibiotics do? They kill gut bacteria. Gut bacteria are our first line of defense for the blood. But they're also a first line of defense for the lungs. And it's the lining of the lungs that communicates to the gut bacteria. The gut bacteria and the lungs talk to each other, according to this article in the journal Cell Reports. So by killing off the good bacteria in the gut, you suppress the immune system in the lungs. Not from the immune system levels, but from the lung level. There's actually an interaction between good bacteria and the lungs. This is just another example of why the drug model is flawed. Yes, there's need for antibiotics occasionally, but it's a mixed bag. It's a dual-edged sword, a double-edged sword. If you need an antibiotic, you need an antibiotic, but you don't want to take one unless you absolutely positively need one. According to this article, 80% of those with healthy, when laboratory mice were infected with a flu virus, 80% of the mice survived, but this dropped to 30% of the ones who were given an antibiotic. So in other words, if you got an antibiotic, your rates of surviving a flu infection went from 80% to 30%. But you don't need statistics, you don't need studies, you don't need articles, you just need to understand how these things work. Guess what? Now vitamin D is going to be a new hormone that you can get a prescription for. And pharmacists won't be making you vitamin D products and vitamin D creams. That's according to an article in Pharmacy Times. Yes, vitamin D is a hormone. That's absolutely true. But you're not supposed to get it from a pharmacy. You're supposed to get it from the sun. But our heliophobia, our terror of the sun, has deprived us of the ability the most important way we trigger the production of vitamin D in the skin. Vitamin D is made in the skin from cholesterol. In fact, vitamin D is cholesterol, and vitamin D is also a hormone. Cholesterol is a precursor to hormones. And that doesn't quite say it with enough impact. So I just say cholesterol is hormones. Yes, they're tweaked. The cholesterol molecule is tweaked. A little bend here, a little additional atomic structure there. But basically, cortisol and estrogen and testosterone and vitamin D and progesterone and DHEA and pregnenolone are all cholesterol. And you need cholesterol. And taking a statin drug, in light of the fact that cholesterol is so unbelievably important, is the ultimate example of drinking the Kool-Aid. The ultimate example of buying into the medical model. The ultimate example of not being a critical thinker, of just doing what we're told. Statin drugs Nevacor, these statin drugs, Zocor, they're a huge percentage of the 4 billion prescriptions served in this country are statin drugs. Probably the largest percentage of drugs are statin drugs. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to, got lines open, by the way. Let's go to Carolyn in Washington and say good morning. What's going on, Carolyn? How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good, thanks. I have two questions. My first one, really quick. Baking powder. A friend said she's going to put it in a drink this morning because it has electrolytes and minerals.
You sure she didn't say baking soda?
No, she said powder.
Usually people use baking soda, as that's sodium bicarbonate. Baking powder, I think, has got tartaric acid in it, if I'm not mistaken. I'm trying to think of what the difference is between baking soda and baking powder is. But it's basically sodium bicarbonate in addition to it. No, there is bicarbonate is an electrolyte, and that might be what she's talking about, and sodium is an electrolyte. Is that what she's talking about?
Well, she just said that the baking powder would give her the electrolyte she's looking for with water.
No, it's got two electrolytes. I think she's thinking baking soda, and baking soda is two electrolytes. That's true, but it won't give her all her electrolytes. It'll give her some sodium and bicarbonate. And bicarbonate is a very interesting electrolyte, by the way, that you don't hear a lot about. And sodium bicarb for folks who have pancreatic problems can sometimes help. Folks who are very acidotic. Has a neutralizing power for acid. I'm pretty sure baking powder is tartaric acid or cream of tartar, actually. And so basically she's talking about sodium and bicarbonate. So you get two electrolytes, but not all of them.
Well, so I'm I don't quite follow. Do you say it's good or bad? Or should you just switch to soda?
First of all, I'm going to say there's miscommunication somewhere because it's baking powder, not baking soda.
Right.
Okay. Either she's getting the wrong idea, got the wrong information, or you're transmitting it to me wrong. Either way, it's baking powder, and baking powder is sodium bicarbonate, and yes, it can be helpful, absolutely, especially to people who have pancreatic issues, or just as an overall tonic, if you're acidotic, it can neutralize acid if you're producing lots of acid. So, yes, there's some benefit to it. There's a guy named Dr. Mark Sirkus, S-I-R-C-U-S, who writes a lot about it. You might want to Google his information. But in my opinion, yes, it can be beneficial. But you want to make sure you're not taking it with your foods because it will neutralize your stomach acid. So make sure you take it between meals. Not with meals, or a little bit after a meal, maybe, if you want to support the pancreas, maybe like a half hour, an hour after a meal, as the food is dropping into your intestine, the baking soda can help you. So maybe an hour after a meal. It's not a bad idea. I wouldn't say it's essential, but it's not a bad idea.
The baking powder.
Baking powder, correct.
Okay, because I know Sirkus, he recommends the soda all the time. Which
Are you sure he recommends the soda?
Yeah, baking soda, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, because I've never heard.
You know what? You're right. I apologize. It is baking soda. Yeah, I got it mixed up. I apologize.
Yeah.
You're right. Baking soda is sodium bicarbonate. Baking powder has some other things in it, and it makes it a little bit stronger. It makes it a little weaker, less alkaline than the soda, because it's got tartaric acid in it.
Well, that brings me to my second question. The main one was my son, just about every time he eats, if he gets any spices, horrible stomach aches. Does baking soda help?
I know, I'm getting all confused here. Baking soda won't necessarily help him with spices. I don't think it would help. That would make a difference with the spices. But you can try it. You let me know.
Well, so what should he do for his always problem when he eats?
That's a very, very good question, because if he has a problem with everything he eats, that's going to tumble out of control, and he's going to have other problems, too. That's a great question. Hang on, Carolyn, we got to take a break. Hang on, we'll finish up when we come back. So baking soda versus baking powder. Baking soda can be really good. Dr. Mark Sirkus writes a lot about it. Baking powder's got the extra stuff in it, and I'm sorry if I confused that subject. All right, we'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lots of lines open for you. And we are talking about baking soda versus baking powder. Kind of messed that up, that last segment there. Baking soda, good. Baking powder, it's weaker than baking soda, and it's got a lot of other things in it. So how? Oh, your son. Every time he eats, what kind of food, Carolyn?
Well, mostly any, but he's really staying away from spices. That sets him off.
But any food will cause digestive distress.
Yeah, he's getting that way.
How old is he?
40.
How's his skin?
Nice skin.
Nice skin. Good. That's all good. Okay. So everything he eats causes him discomfort. How soon after he eats?
45, actually. Shortly after.
Okay, so that would be more of a stomach problem, like within minutes you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's more of a stomach problem. You know, I would assume that does he have any indications like ulceration or ulcers or anything like that? Has he been diagnosed? Anything?
No, he hasn't been to the doctor.
I don't know necessarily that I would go that far, because he'd be in severe pain. But the best thing he could do is just isolate problem foods, specific foods. Now, if he's eating spicy foods and having that problem, you know, it's not necessarily uncommon. Maybe
no, he avoids them high time.
What do you mean by spicy though? Hot?
Oh, I chili pepper.
Yeah. Okay. Now that's, you know, might not be able to tolerate that, but I'd be more concerned if, like, when he eats bread, does he have problems that way? Like, he feels discomfort there? Or, you want to know what kind of foods you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think he's just mainly avoiding anything that's kind of unusual that might have spicy or...
He has no other health problems?
Not really that I know of. He was a roofer once and said his right arm kind of goes numb and tingly once in a while, but he blames it on the roofing.
You know, spicy foods... is not necessarily that doesn't necessarily indicate that he's got a health issue. If he doesn't have any other health problems, but I'd be more concerned, like you say, everything he eats causes him pain.
Well, it seems like so often when he eats, if he's not really, really careful to avoid anything spicy.
Well, forget the spicy, because spicy is spicy. You know, I'm talking about regular foods. Does he have pain after he eats all kinds of foods? Spicy food?
He can't eat tomatoes.
Okay, now, you know, none of these are... If he's healthy, I wouldn't say that there's anything significant going on. Tomatoes can be a problem for a lot of people.
Well,
you know, tomatoes used to be considered a poisonous vegetable. Did you know that? It was only until...
I knew that, but they found out they weren't.
They found out they weren't. Right, exactly. But, I mean, they do have... They're part of the nightshade family.
Right.
And they do have some powerful medicine in them. A lot of folks who have, like, rheumatoid arthritis or... autoimmune issues have to stay away from tomatoes, the nightshades in general. But that doesn't sound like he's got it. If it's just spicy foods and tomatoes and he's healthy, I wouldn't worry about that too much.
So do you recommend baking soda or hydrochloric acid?
Hydrochloric acid and baking soda are both important. Here's how the digestive system works. You get in the stomach, you got acid,
right? That breaks up the protein and improves the absorption of minerals and B vitamins and such. Excuse me. And then when that acid food, the food combined with the hydrochloric acid, drops into the intestine, it gets hit with baking soda and bile. And that baking soda and bile hit that it takes when it drops into the intestine from the stomach liberates certain nutrients. If you don't have that baking soda burst, if you have a pancreatic problem, that's typically what it involves, or if you don't have a surge of bile, if you had your gallbladder taken out or you got sludgy bile, you're not going to get that same kind of acid-base reaction, and you're not going to liberate the nutrients, and you're going to end up malnourished, not to mention that toxins can start to build up.
Are you saying that the body produces baking soda, or is this what you add?
No, the body produces baking soda.
Oh, okay, okay.
Baking soda, we call baking soda, not baking soda exactly. Well, maybe, baking soda, sodium bicarbonate. Baking soda is sodium bicarbonate. A piece of sodium, like sodium chloride, you've heard of that, and a piece of bicarbonate. And yes, the pancreas makes it. And that is an important mechanism for the digestive system to be able to liberate foods. It also has, as I was saying earlier, it has an alkalinizing effect. It has a neutralizing effect on acid in the body. This is what Dr. Serkis talks about. It neutralizes excessive acids. Now, if you're making excessive acids, that means you got a problem, and that needs to be corrected. But in the meantime, sodium bicarbonate can make you feel better because it can neutralize some of that excess acid that's going floating around in the blood. And if you have a pancreatic issue and you're not making enough sodium bicarb, using sodium bicarb a half hour or so after meals, 45 minutes after meals, can help you digest your food. It can help you get more nutritional value from your foods.
Is that like a half a teaspoon?
Yeah, a quarter teaspoon. Not a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, does that make sense how I explain that? I mean, bicarb is very, very important stuff in the body, and a lot of people don't make it, and this is don't make as much of it as they should.
So would that mean automatically you have a pancreatic problem if you're not making enough?
Probably. I would say that's a good bet if you're not making enough sodium bicarb, if you've got a pancreatic issue. And remember, the pancreas is doing a couple things. Pancreas is not just only, it's not only making baking soda or sodium bicarbonate, it's also helping you process sugar, or making insulin, I should say. So when it's making insulin, if it's off doing its duty making insulin, it may put stress on the organ, and you may not be able to make as much bicarbonate. The pancreas also makes digestive enzymes. In addition, very important digestive enzymes. Makes bicarbonate, digestive enzymes. Pancreas is unbelievably important. It's the main source of main source of enzymes in the body, digestive enzymes especially, and it also makes bicarbonate, and it also has insulin-making cells. And when you have pancreatic cancer, that's the most deadly form of cancer, largely because of all those enzymes and all the activity that the that's going on in the pancreas. And we don't really appreciate our pancreases, if that's the right word, as much as we should. I call it the Mr. Cellophane of the body. Because it's like, you know, it's transparent. We see right through it. We don't appreciate it. Poor little pancreas. And except if you ever had pancreatic pain, pancreatitis, you would sure appreciate it. That's an awful, awful, painful condition. And that's caused by an overworked, toxic pancreas.
I had read years ago and kind of avoided baking soda because I read that it kills B vitamins. Have you ever heard that?
No, it doesn't kill B vitamins. Okay. Oh, you know what it does, though? I think this might be what you're referring to. You need acid for the B vitamins, and it neutralizes acid. So that's why I'm saying you don't want to take your bicarb with meals. Because you don't want to disrupt any of the acidification processes that go on in the stomach. That acidification in the stomach is really important. That's why I would say use apple cider vinegar with your enzymes. Acidification activates the enzymes in the stomach. You have enzymes that are activated by acid, and you have enzymes that are activated by alkaline. The enzymes that are activated by acid need hydrochloric acid or apple cider vinegar as a kind of substitute, a weaker substitute, but a substitute. And then you have acids that are alkaline acids, and those are activated by bicarb, by sodium bicarbonate, later on in the digestive process. It's kind of an interesting thing. It reminds me of when I think of the digestive system, I think of a car going through one of those car washes where, like, the brushes go down and they come back up again, something gets squirted at it, and as the car progresses down the tunnel, various processes occur. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's kind of how the digestive system works. So food goes in the stomach, acid is secreted, breaks it up, it goes into the intestine. As it's going into the intestine, it gets hit with a blast of bile and sodium bicarb and enzymes from the pancreas and the gallbladder, further digesting it, and then it goes into the intestine, and then the intestine works its magic with the bacteria, and the cells of the intestine suck up the nutrients. It's kind of like food as it passes through, and at the end of the day, the vast majority of our food, 99% of the stuff we eat, goes out the other end.
Right.
And unfortunately, these days, even more than 99% of 99% of the food goes out the other end. Probably today, 99.99% of the food goes out the other end. And, you know, and the digestive process, its role is to find the nutrients in the food and to pull them out. And there's not a lot of nutrients. And this is why supplementation is so important, because supplements are dense. There's lots for the body to pull in. The body doesn't have to filter through a bunch of muck to find the precious little gem of B vitamin or of magnesium amongst all that food that it's been processing. With Beyond Tangy Tangerine, it's drenched with, the liquid is drenched with nutrients. Those nutrients all get sucked in. There's no digestion required at all. No bile, no enzymes, no sodium bicarb, none of that stuff. That's why people get such quick results with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And that, for better or worse, if you take too much Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you may get some diarrhea because the body can't handle all that nutrition. But either way, you're going to get quick results because you bypass the digestive system. And this is why frail people, folks in nursing homes, folks recovering from surgery, folks who are just broken down in any way, diseased in any way, will get tremendous benefits from Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's why I talk about it so much. All right. Thanks for your call, Carolyn. Appreciate it. And thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Please check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products. To join the team link, you can also call 866-735-2470 and take a look at truthnourishment.com for our truth nourishment products and truthtreatments.com for our truth skin health products. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Both my legs.